Ken Fisher of the Park City Mark walked visitors through the dozen or so options that a recreation master planning group has brainstormed for new recreation facilities, all reflecting extensive community surveys regarding what the community needs and wants for recreation. Most of the options are location-based and show just what could, not necessarily what will, be a viable fit for city and county-owned property. One of the potential areas is a 24-acre parcel of land near the film studio on Highway 248.
That is the parcel that is just west of the movie studio on the same side of the road. It's a big, nice, big, flat parcel there. But we have playing fields, you've got playgrounds, park pavilions, certainly trail connections. There's some pickleball courts, okay. Sand volleyball courts. The biggest thing is we're talking about potentially lighting these fields. That it's a good location for that, since there aren't any homes that look down on it.
That 24-acre space where cows now graze along 248 compares to the current 20-acre Quinn Sports Complex on the north side of the highway. Those two areas are already connected by the bike path that runs from the rail trail under the highway to the Quinn's complex. Fisher says that would be a handy connection during tournaments. At Quinn's, near the Center of Excellence, Fisher says they still have 15 acres where a new ice sheet and other options are being considered.
This is a parcel that is between the Center of Excellence and the ice arena. Here's that road. It's a vacant lot. It is about 7.5 acres on this side and 7.5 back here. It could be anything from indoor aquatics facility, could be a field house on that site, could be a new two-sheet ice arena.
Another large parcel jointly owned by the city and county is the 100-acre triangle parcel that's on the old Highway 40 frontage road near the wildlife tunnel under Highway 40 to the south of the Home Depot.
I think that's a great location if you want to go with the mega complex. Right, the drawback to the mega complex is that people have to drive to get there versus dispersed neighborhood recreation sites. Either way, I think what will happen is the city and the county will come together and they'll say, okay, if you build an aquatic center, we'll build the field house.
Then there's a 17-acre parcel owned by the Snyderville Basin Rec District on the southeast corner of Highway 40 and Interstate 80 near the proposed Silver Creek Village, where a large complex is already planned for that community.
Indoor field, you've got multi-purpose field, basketball courts, tennis court, indoor aquatics, 257,000 square feet.
These are just a handful of the dozen options being considered. There's also a plan to redo the rec building at City Park and adding to the Park City Mark.
Again, options, putting a multi-purpose gym, and then on the second floor, getting some fitness space. Other versions of this show, putting an indoor lap lanes where the existing gym is and rebuilding the gym.
There's consideration of a new building at Trailside Park and another playing field there. At Willow Creek, another field and some pickleball courts were drawn up. At Canyons Village on Canyons Resort Drive, there's a parcel considered for a public-private recreation area near the Silverado Lodge with an indoor-outdoor pool and splash pool, plus a park. No costs have been assigned at this point to anything. And as Fisher says, from here on out, it'll be a process of elimination to arrive at the balance of needs and wants and the funds available. The funds for these projects will come from the Snyderville Basin bond of several years ago, plus other funding options that haven't yet been determined. These plans came together with the help of an advisory committee made up of representatives from the school district, the city, the county, residents at large, and recreation advisory boards from the city and county. I'm Lynn Ware, Peak, KPCW News.